The Hawaii Women's Legislative Caucus, 24 lawmakers strong, is outnumbered by men more than 3-1 in the House and Senate. But the bipartisan coalition remains undaunted. Senator Rosalind Baker, vice chair of the Health Committee, says funding for the breast and cervical cancer prevention and treatment program remains a top priority.
We have a number of women who do not have access to mammograms, and then if breast cancer is found, to also treat that. So we want to make sure that every woman who is of the age to need a mammogram has access to it.
Baker is asking for $100,000 to leverage federal money for the program. Representative Della Aubilotti, chair of the House Health Committee, is backing other key initiatives.
We're tackling some very tough mental health issues. We're talking about assisted community treatment. We're also talking about expedited partner therapy. So there's lots of still tough questions ahead, but we're working through it in conference. And I think at the end of this session, we're going to be able to look back and say that we've made some great strides.
Aubilotti says House and Senate leadership changes and departmental support have been positive in passing legislation. Representative Beth Fukumoto, a Republican, says she supports 90% of the bills introduced by the Women's Caucus.
One of the things that we just heard today, and this is a women's issue, is the Hawaii Home Visitation Program, which would help mothers learn to take care of their children right when they first have newborns. And I think that's something that Hawaii really needs to do and needs to invest in. I think it's got a good chance.
Representative Cindy Evans, who led the successful effort to repeal the Public Land Development Corporation, is pushing a bill to write gender equity into law. Evans says this will ensure fair representation by more than half of the workforce.
I reflected on looking at the Land Use Commission because I became the chair of Water Land and realized when you have, I believe it was 7 men and 1 woman, and then I looked at other boards across the state and I was very surprised at the lack of women sitting on boards and commissions.
Evans says the measure is in conference committee with the Senate chair opposed to enacting any law mandating gender equity. Representative Linda Ichiyama says women voters in Hawaii are the majority, and that should be reflected in the House and Senate.
We're a minority when it comes to the number of chairs that we hold. We're a minority when it comes to the number of leadership positions that we hold. And so I think until we see more of a gender balance in those areas, there will always be difficulties because serving with other women is what helps break down those barriers.
Senator Laura Thielen says more public discussion about gender equity and changes in attitudes toward girls should be the next steps forward. Thielen says many barriers are subtle and not amenable to alteration by law or decree.
When you talk about equal pay for equal work, the studies still show that women earn about 80 cents on the dollar to men for comparable jobs. And you go into a toy store and you take a look at the aisles, and, you know, the girls' aisles is just, you know, pink and dolls, and, you know, this is where you're going to go, and the boys' aisle is something completely different. So we still have a long way to go.
For HBR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.